Hello, everyone. Today's subject is a call for prayer. We need prayer at all times. And I want to read from Colossians 4:2, Paul writing, he says, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. Last May, we had a devotion on the effectiveness of prayer. How King Jehoshaphat faced his enemies by kneeling before God's altar and spreading there the letters he received from them, and he prayed. You know the results. Defeat to the enemies and victory to the people of God. Why? Because of prayers. Today, I thought that we need to revisit this important subject and meditate on how urgent prayers are needed, especially at this crucial time in our lives. Yes, the pandemic is somehow easing. People are getting vaccinated, and according to the health reports, things in general are progressing. However, we do not know when we can go back to church regularly and in a normal way, nor can we guess what tomorrow may bring. We dearly miss the fellowship and each other. So we need to pray. It's a subject for prayers. We have nowhere else to go except to our Heavenly Father and be constantly in prayers for a quick solution to this situation. I know we are praying at home with our families, but we miss our prayer meetings also at the church that sustains each and every one of us, and it kept us, the whole church, going forward for many years. It is our hope to go back to worship the Lord when He permits us and resume where we'd left off and rejoice in our Savior for keeping us healthy and safe during this dangerous pandemic. I'm convinced and hope that you agree with me that collective prayers change things. More things are accomplished by prayer, more than this world dreams of. And many more things yet would be done by it, the prayer, when we pray more. In the verse we read above, the apostle is urging the Colossians believers to devote themselves to prayer. It seems to me that he was urging the Christians to persist, keeping alert, and consistently pray. We need prayers. Friends, we need prayers. We are going through a very grave and difficult period in our country, spiritually, morally, socially, and politically. And the only solution to these problems is for us to keep praying. The Bible urges us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, I won't read it all, but I sum it to you. It says, to pray for our nation's leaders and all who are in authority. And this we must do, for this is God's will. During a difficult period in the history of our nation, a pastor from New York, during a call on President Lincoln at the White House, said, I have not come to ask any favors of you, Mr. President. I have only come to say that the loyal people of the North are sustaining you and will continue to do so. We are giving you all that we have, the lives of our sons, as well as our confidence and our prayers. You must know that no boy's father or mother ever kneels in prayer these days without asking God to give you the strength and wisdom. His eyes brimming with tears, Mr. Lincoln replied, "But for those prayers, I should have faltered, perhaps failed long ago." Let me repeat this. "But for those prayers, I should have faltered and perhaps failed long ago." Tell every father and mother, you know, to keep on praying, and I will keep on fighting, for I know God is on our side. Amen. This is why I wanted to bring this subject and remind you, my dear friends, remind the church that we need to keep on praying. We realize also that we are just empty vessels. But if we pray fervently, He will hear our prayers. And may we obey the word and honor Christ in this important matter. We need to present our requests from humble hearts and righteous lips. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:29, "For He hears the prayer of the righteous." Yes, we should pray believing. Then God will answer our prayers. He may answer no. He may answer later. He may answer maybe. Or He may answer yes. But let us understand one universal truth. Our Father in heaven is eager to hear and answer in positive ways those of us who are His faithful children. Before we conclude this short devotion, I want also to draw your attention to the second part of the verse, keeping alert with an attitude of thanksgiving. This means, dear friends, to be always watchful, keeping awake, keeping constant spiritual alertness, alive in the fullest sense, never careless, and above all, being in prayer. And keeping at the same time an attitude of thanksgiving or thankfulness. Paul explains it in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and you know these two verses, but I repeat them to refresh your memories. Be anxious for nothing. We look around us and we get anxious, but the Lord is saying, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I hope that this reminder, with these few words, will exercise our hearts to pray more, especially for our nation, for the Lord is able. He is the only one who has the answers to all the problems. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.